AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. There are very few dry spots in South Carolina. Flooding caused by unprecedented rain has killed at least 15 people in the state. Hundreds of roads and bridges have been closed either because of the high water or damage caused by the flooding. The low country, where the water has receded a bit, could flood again as the water from upstate heads towards the coast. Kat Kramer owns a furniture store in Georgetown, which is on a bay.
The tides are going to continue to rise here, and as the tides progress every day, we see it coming up just a little bit. But I'm worried and concerned about the tide when they let the locks open to release all the water coming from Columbia.
Tens of thousands of people in the state capital, Columbia, are without water, and the hundreds of thousands who do have it are being told to boil it before using it in their homes. Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Campbell, tells the Senate Armed Services Committee that U.S. aircraft attacked a hospital in northern Afghanistan on Saturday, killing at least 22 people, despite what he calls rigorous procedures designed to avoid such mistakes. Campbell says Afghan forces requested air support while taking on Taliban fighters in the city of Kunduz. He adds,
"To prevent any future incidents of this nature, I've directed the entire force to undergo in-depth training in order to review all of our operational authorities and rules of engagement."
Doctors Without Borders is demanding an independent investigation into last Saturday's attack. Julie Leach is now a former supervisor at a Michigan fiberglass factory. She quit her third shift job after learning she had won a $310.5 million Powerball jackpot.
"Just unreal. Never thought it would happen. I'm still just in disbelief."
Leach says she'll use her $140 million after-tax payoff to help the extended family. This is AP Radio News. President Obama tells business and agricultural leaders from across the country that the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement will make things easier for their companies to do business with Pacific Rim nations.
"This agreement makes us more competitive by eliminating about 18,000 taxes, tariffs, that are placed on America's products in these other countries."
While the deal was announced yesterday, it will be weeks before its full scope is known. Several labor groups are wary it could result in a loss of jobs in this country. A congressional vote is not expected until well into next year. Baseball playoffs start tonight. New York Yankees host the Houston Astros in the American League wildcard game. The winner will go on to play Kansas City. Tomorrow night, the Chicago Cubs will visit the Pittsburgh Pirates in the National League wildcard contest. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 17. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.